This is Robbie Foulkes. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Well, a dollar I make is a buck I owe. And a 40-hour week leaves 10 to blow. But every game in this town is just a nickel and dime. And when the sun goes down, it feels like the last time. So down the main drag, we ride with the engines open. If there's a fire inside, that's the one thing. Something in the big frame moved. It never was so hard to keep a 20-inch tube and a fenced in yard. But give me one night with the moon high and the radio pounding. And brother, this town's gonna go down kicking and shouting. I've got the Mustang loaded. I've got a wrong to right. I've got a little red bullet. Let's kill Saturday night. Knock it out of its misery. Nail that coffin tight. High living, that's history. Let's kill Saturday night.
This is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio.
Keep it light enough to travel.
Oh.
I'm internationally recognized as a really, really lucky guy. Everybody knows that I'm the lucky goddamn Jew. But ever since my big success is tragic, but I must confess I'm under just a ton of stress. I don't know what to do. Cause everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my good luck now. Oh. And royalty try to sidle up alongside of me and whisper confidentially, could you rub your luck on mine? And recently I have been spoke of as a possible future pope. Africa looks to me with hope, they'll have to wait in line. Cause everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my good luck now. Hey! Thank you. like everywhere I go. Everybody wants to know how someone like me gets so lucky, you little jerk. Well, the questions of these idiots are really quite inconvenient, especially when I try to forget that luck had anything to do with it. It was all hard work and clean living. Now give me a drink! Everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my good luck now. Everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my, everybody wants a piece of my good luck now.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you are in luck because I've actually shown up. Or maybe I'm just in luck and you're not. I don't know. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. I'm Jeff, your tardy host, here every Sunday from 2 or 2-ish to 4 p.m. Playing your singer-songwriters, and there's one of our favorites right there, Jeff Berner, along with his friends Deonna Davies and Wayne Adams from the brand-new record The Wedding Dance of the Widow Bride, which comes out on February the 6th in Canada. But of course, we have it here first, and KK's here to join us as well. KK, welcome, KK.
Hey there.
Now, you've only listened to this album once or twice, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know I'm a big fan of Jeff Berner.
Absolutely.
Huge fan. He's my friend. And,
good
and,
friend.
And, you know, I love his stuff. What I love about Jeff Berner is, I love the fact that not many people get it, which I think is kind of funny. But he's a brilliant satirist. Like, he writes really smart lines, and people think that he's just goofing around, but he's actually kind of, you know, poking fun at them.
Absolutely.
Which I think is really smart. And so over the course of a few records now, he's kind of charmed and delighted me. On his last record, he kind of went down this klezmer road and started doing more of this traditional stuff, which I fully endorse and I think it's wonderful. But I don't get this record yet. It's a little strange.
I've only listened to it once, so I don't think I can make an opinion yet, but...
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll grow on me as well, but...
I'll just say I wasn't dying to listen to it again.
That's you know, if you've seen him live lately, you've heard that song, and that's definitely my favorite one off the record. It's the first track, and I don't know, the rest is...
I like Weep, Bride, Weep.
Yeah. I was going to play it, but it's like 6 minutes long.
Oh.
I don't feel like playing that. We're late already, so
yeah.
I'll skip that. But anyways, so it comes out soon. My take on it is, if you're a Jeff Berner fan, you're going to like it just because it's great. And the playing, of course, with Jeff and Deonna and Wayne is phenomenal. But it's a bit weird. And so I'm thinking if you're not a fan already, this might not be the album that's going to make you a fan, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, I want to play a couple from this new record, which I didn't get around to last week, but I bought just a little over a week ago. It's a brand new tribute record featuring some of our favorites. It's called Why the Hell Not. It's the songs of author, politician wannabe, and songwriter Kinky Friedman. And... it features some of our favorites on here, including, Delbert McClinton's on here, Willie Nelson's on here, Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis, Dwight Yoakam, Charlie Robison. And I think we're going to hear a couple. I think we're going to hear something from Lyle Lovett. We always love Lyle Lovett. And then and then one from Todd Snyder, which hopefully you'll enjoy. Anyways, here's a couple of songs written by Kinky Friedman on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Faded, jaded, fallen cowboy star. Pawn shops itching for your old guitar. Where you going? God only knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at 4th and Broad on the rain-wept sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. everything's been so American. The early times is finished, and the want adds all the red. Everyone's been so American. Been dreaming dreams in a rollaway bed. Writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with the singing brakeman screaming through your veins. And everything's been so American. The lonely night is mourning for the death it never dies. Everyone's been so American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet, and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and brother, no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and no place to stay. Everyone's been sold American. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, no place to stay. And everyone's been.
Hi, I'm Joseph from Stockman School. You're listening to Hit Free Radio on CJUM 101.5 PMFM in Winnipeg.
Everything that I had, a right square between his eyes. I said, I'm gonna get you, you son of a bitch, you folks spouting that pack of lies. Yeah, but there's one thing I can't abide, it's an ethnocentric racist. And we ain't gonna let people talk like that. Now the Kinkies in charge of Texas. Hold on, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. We don't turn the other cheek the way we've done before. You can hear that honky holler and hit the hardwood floor.
So I stared at the sun till the tears filled my eyes. Well, I thought I was empty, so I paid the cost. But now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Well, I opened my heart and I let Jesus in. Promise that I would be free of my sin. But I only felt guilty that he died on the cross. Now that I'm found, I miss being lost. Now that I'm found, I miss being lost.
People condemn whiskey, but they have no right to.
Really?
Because when God created the heaven and earth, he created all things. He also created barley, rye, and if he didn't think that was good for man, he wouldn't let those things grow.
Really?
But he also created cattle of the fields and birds of the air and food for us to subsist on. But he didn't mean for us to eat so much of it until it was detrimental to us, would make us sick. The same thing applies to drinking whiskey or beer or anything you drink. You don't have to drink a barrel of whiskey because you see a barrel sitting there. Drink a little bit of it and stop. And ask God to give you the knowledge to do that.
It's the first song I ever wrote, by the way.
Is it? I had no idea.
It's about an old man I met in the bar. Well, sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I'll keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. It's easier than just to wait around to die. Been one time friends, I had them all. I even had a pa. He beat her with a belt once cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Oh, it's easier than just a waiting round to die. Well, I come age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. And she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. I tried to kill the pain. I bought some booze and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. They told her to take care of me. They drug me back to Tennessee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison. I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Well, his name's Codeine. He's the nicest thing I've seen. And together we're gonna wait around and die. Well, together we're gonna wait around.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. Boy.
It's my favorite.
What a powerful tune. And that comes from the movie Heartworn Highways. Have you ever watched that movie, KK?
No, but I've been meaning to.
Oh, crap, dude. You got to watch it.
You should borrow it. Lend it to me.
Borrow it to you. You sound like one of my students. It's a absolutely stunningly amazing movie. Some of the performances. That one in particular is, that'll get you. That'll get you because I won't give it away, but you got to watch that. And this finally been released on CD on... a soundtrack of sorts, a companion piece. It's called Heartworn Highways. It's performances that were recorded for that movie. And holy crap, it's good. And that's, like I said, one of my favorite moments in the movie is that song right there. And good to have it on CD. If you don't have this and you listen to the show, you should track it down. It's not that easy to find. I had to order it from townsvanzant.com to get it because I couldn't find it here. But yeah, good stuff. There you go. And we'll get back to Towns in a second. But before that, a couple... We're just going to try and see if we can offend people real quick here on the show. Who says folk music can't be offensive? We heard Clem Snide with Jews for Jesus Blues from their album End of Love. And before that, Todd Snyder with a peppy little number called They Ain't Making Jews Like Jesus Anymore. I bet you Jeff Berner would like that, too. And Lyle Lovett with Sold American. Those two come from... the new tribute to Kinky Friedman called Why the Hell Not. And it's a pretty fun record. It's pretty silly at times, as you can see, but there you go. Anyways, on today's show, I thought we'd run some of this down. KK, our brilliant and wonderful statistician, has compiled the lists of all the stuff that we played the most here on the show in 2006, and I don't know, I always find these fascinating. I don't know if anybody else cares, but I always find it really interesting to find out, you know, who we're playing the most. No big surprises, I don't think, at the top of any of these lists. And we'll get to some of those in a minute. We have lists of the top songs of 2006, the songs we play the most played albums of the year, and the most played artists of the year. And nobody should be surprised terribly by any of them. But what surprises me is occasionally some things that are missing, like some things that
exactly.
I expect to be on the list that never show up there.
And some of them just, you know, they're bubbling under.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second. But first, a few songs that I thought would be on there. But you know what? I guess I'm kind of proud of this in the sense that there are no huge runaway songs. Like the most played songs, there are four of them, and we only played them four times over the course of the year.
And that's 52 shows.
And we played no song more than four times.
I know. I was stunned because I was looking for them, and I couldn't find anything.
So I find that really interesting. So maybe we'll play some of those songs that we played four times and get them off to a good start this year. But first, a few things that I expected to, you know, I thought would surely be on this list because I listen to these songs all the time, but I guess I just don't play them all the time, which is kind of funny.
Or maybe you play them on our other show, Steel Bolted Radio.
Yeah, I guess maybe. That could be. But this one, you mentioned this one, and this is certainly, you know, probably my favorite song of the year. And do you know how many times I played it? Once or twice?
Once.
Only one time.
One time.
And it's probably my favorite song of 2006. So obviously we weren't doing it justice, but so let's play it. Let's play it again now and give it a good head start in 2007. This is from the Damwells called She's the New York City Skyline. And that's not it at all. It's over here, actually. Yeah. So here we go. Let's
starts off pretty quiet.
Yeah.
She never stared too long at distant lights. She always kept the ones here close and bright. She met me in the darkness, reached out for my hand and said goodnight. She's constant like the ringing in my ears. She's drowning out the silence of my fears. I've looked for her reflection in all the pretty girls throughout the years. She's staring at the shadows dancing on the wall. She's the New York City skyline, bound to catch the heavens if they fall. She never signed her paintings with a name. She surrendered I love yous with bitter shame. She echoed in the season and filled me with her sweet Italian rain. She's burning like the fires of the sun. She's Friday night when Sunday's almost done. She's fireflies and splinters long after the winter has begun. I see her wrapping ribbons somewhere down the hall. She's a million simple answers waiting for your midnight drunken call. She's the memory of something you can feel. She's hidden in the world that she conceals. She's strengthened every weakness, beating in a heart you cannot steal. She never shows the color of her eyes. She
take the lie. She's a watercolor window far across the sea. She's a burning neon spotlight shining on the things I cannot leave.
Walking down Main Street, getting to know the concrete, looking for a purpose from a neon sign. I would meet you anywhere, Western sun meets the air. We'll hit the road, never looking behind. Nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time. Saint Genevieve can hold back the water, but saints don't bother with the tears. Thank you.
Crumb Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farr of SunVolt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Ain't got long in this world. In the meantime, I want these hard times to come again no more. We believe in a power outside ourselves. We are all gonna go home. May your conscience serve you well. These hard times, come again no more. Hard times, come again no more. And I've lived at misery's doorstep. I've seen trouble all the way. Seen trials and tribulations in this time of discontent. We have reason, we have temptation. We give our senses the final say. In this struggle, in this season, we seem to have lost our way. These hard times, come again no more. Hard times, come again no more. Thank you.
wish you all could have seen it this one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all alone what she's doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boy, I tell you, she hit all the lines. I guess some boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids that captured me. Having the night I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish am I to think it'll last forever? Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. She lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone.
That is Dustin Bentall, probably, I keep calling him my discovery of the year. as well as my favorite debut album of the year, even though, I mean, we cheated a little bit because it did come out originally in 2005, but nobody heard it in 2005, so we're calling it a 2006 release. But anyways, yeah, my favorite discovery and definitely part of my favorite live show here in the studio. But it just shocked me to no end that that song was only played once or twice on the show last year. Oh, look, they're cheering for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, they're even standing. Oh, thank you. No. Sit down. Sit down. No, it's okay.
For those of you at home, the restaurant across the...
They just gave me a standing ovation. You see that?
Yeah, that's great.
I must really like that set. Yeah, of course, Dustin Bentall is on the list. He clocks in, tied for third place on the most played albums of 2006. 9 times we played something off that record, but I almost don't believe you that we only played that song once or twice. And then
and I honestly think it was once, if I remember correctly.
That's unbelievable. And then of the most played artists, he comes in at 9th place, tied for 9th place, with some pretty heavyweights.
Is there anybody near the top that you don't think should be there?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm just surprised sometimes when people aren't up there. Justin Rutledge, before that, I'm Your Man, You're My Radio, from The Devil on a Bench in Stanley Park. Not on any of the lists at all, Justin Rutledge.
He came in pretty close.
I can't believe that.
Like, I think... For his for the record, I think he had maybe 6 plays, and I think I cut it off at 7.
For the album, minimum, yeah,
something like that. So.
So yeah, I mean, we don't have complete lists here. For the top songs, we only have songs that we played 4 and 3 times, because I guess by the time you get down to 2, it gets kind of silly.
Oh yeah, I mean, how many songs did you play 3 times? Like 20?
Yeah, quite a few. And then for the most played albums of the year, we have ones that were played 12, 10, 9, 8, and 7 times. And then for Artist of the Year, we have anywhere from 10 to 27.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Dustin Bentall comes in, did I mention when he came in? With
9th place.
Yeah, 13 times we played Dustin Bentall here on the show last year. And pretty good. Anyways, Hard Times before that, Gob Iron, from one of my favorite records of the year, but I got it so late. Like, I got it right in December. So I guess it didn't really crack any of these lists, but
back up 4 plays.
The album?
Yep.
You're just spouting these off the top of your head, too.
I just did them last night, I remember.
Before that, we heard Sunvolt with Tear-Stained Eye, another one of my absolute favorite songs in the world, and I sort of discovered it last year. Not on any of these lists.
Yeah, he's on the artist list, isn't he?
Can I finish, please?
Sorry.
Thank you. That song and Sunvolt... not on the top songs list. That's on the Sunvolt retrospective, which came out a couple of years ago, which I finally got in 2006. And that got, the retrospective itself got 8 plays. And the beautiful Townes Van Zandt cover, Rex's Blues with Jay Farrar and Kelly Willis, was on the list at 3 plays. But Sunvolt, you say they're on here? Oh yeah, 11 times we played Sunvolt on the show. And it's kind of interesting, along with Tide, with a guy who we're going to hear in just a second. And
can I mention something?
Absolutely.
There's also, like, I think there was 5 plays by just Jay Farrar.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't include that in Sunvolt, I don't think.
Yeah, no, right. And She's the New York City Skyline from the Damwells, my favorite band of the year. But I suppose because, you know, they're mostly a rock and roll band, we don't play them a whole lot on this show, although I'd like to.
I think you may have heard them on Steel Belted Radio.
Yeah, possibly. Anyways, a couple of things before I take a quick break. A couple of the most played songs of the year. There are 4 songs that we played 4 times. Poncho and Lefty from Townes Van Zandt. Nicest from J.P. Ho, and that's a combination of things from the live record and from his live in the studio here. Mm-hmm. And then the 2 songs we're going to hear right away. One... from a local guy who just phoned me the other day to tell me a little bit of a concert announcement that I was very excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently February the 11th, which is a Sunday, hello, at the West End Cultural Center, and he wants to know if him and this other guy can come down and do my show. Yeah, if you're listening, hello, yeah, Uh-huh. Apparently, February 11th, we will see the return. And I was just emailing this guy and said, when are you coming back to Winnipeg? I guess maybe I did it. I was like, hey, he sent me an email and said, can I, you know, I got my new record out. Do you want one? And I was like, yeah, what I'd like even more is for you to come back to Winnipeg. And now I find out he's coming. February the 11th, Jesse DiNatale coming back to town, apparently. Unconfirmed. But Matt Epp says it, so it must be true. Opening up will be Matt Epp. We'll hear Matt Epp in a second. And then, were you going to say something?
Nope.
Oh. And then after that, a band that I just found out that will be at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which makes about as much sense as anything because, I mean, I called it the no-brainer booking of the year. If you don't book this band, there's something wrong with you because they are going to absolutely clean up at the Folk Fest. They're on the list pretty much everywhere. They got the band, the album got played 8 times here on the show last year. As for artists, they come in way down at the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Tied for 12th, which I thought was kind of
strange. Did they have a top song?
Yeah, the one that we're going to hear.
I think that one is more true because some of the other ones, like Nicest, there was Alive and
right.
And Off the Record. And like even Poncho and Lefty, you played on a couple different CDs.
Right. And Met Up too.
So this truly is the number one song.
So that's true. That's a good point. Anyway, so we'll play you that. I mean, we're not going to tell you who that is. Well, you have to stay tuned. But they're playing the Folk Fest this summer, apparently, which is going to be fan-friggin-tastic. Because and last year, how many times did we see them in concert last year?
4 or 5.
They were here. It seemed like every second week they were here.
No complaints.
And they just got better and better and better every time. Like, uh-huh. Not only did we not get sick of them, they got better. But we haven't seen them now for about 6 months or so.
Well, we
starting to shake a little bit. July 1st was probably the last time?
No, Calgary.
Well, here though I'm talking.
Oh. When was the Jazz Festival?
Oh, maybe.
No, that was in June. That happens in June, I think.
Is it?
Okay. And then we saw them open up for
Wilco.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll hear that in a second. But first, Matt Epp with a song that got played 4 times, and that was a combination, like you said, of a live performance. And this from, that we're going to hear from hit the title track from his record. Apparently, this guy's opening for Jesse DiNatale February the 11th. Very excited, and hopefully they'll both be here on the show. This is You'll Find Me Alone from Matt Epp on Telebingo.
Fourteen houses line my street, each one's been called on. Hundreds of streets and thousands of people. You'll find me alone. Twenty-some years now I've walked these feet, never know just where they'll roam. Sheets and under the steeple, but you'll find me alone. Oh, I won't tell you nothing that would ever keep you down. If it's me you need, then by all means, why won't you come around? You'll find me alone. Got 3 fine sisters and 3 fine brothers, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I've got 1 fine father and 1 fine mother. And you'll find me alone. I've lived in 5 towns and 5 cities in 2 area codes. I've seen a lot of girls and they were all pretty. But you'll find me alone. Well, I couldn't say a lover's play wouldn't suit another day. I'll lead you down to your golden wows and for now. You'll find me alone. I'd never say a lover's plea wouldn't suit another day, but I'll lay it down to my golden hours and for now. you'll find me alone. All for now, you'll find me.
Hey, how's it going? This is Casey from Elliott Brood. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM, Winnipeg.
President.